you for the Tomiko Cheltenham Gold Cup. Special Tiara wins the Queen Mother Championship at the fourth attempt.
One for Arthur, it's holding on, brilliant, and it's one for Scotland.
This is the race that I've always wanted to win. This is the race that's in my heart.
One flight to go, Noel Feely can wait no more.
This is Love the Jumps Extra from the Jockey Club.
Hello, and welcome to Love the Jumps Extra. I'm Abby Sawyer. Now, this week we head towards Aintree and two races over the big fences. So here is the full interview with Grand National winning trainer Sue Smith and her stable jockey Danny Cook.
And I'm delighted as well to be joined and have the privilege to interview Sue Smith. Well, it's great to have you here on the Love the Jumps podcast. I want to find out all about yourself. And I suppose the first thing is, you know, why did you get into racing in the first place?
Father was into racing and he had some horses and he wasn't very satisfied with where they were and what was happening. So we sort of started from there, really.
And what year did you start training here in Bingley?
1990.
So 27 years.
Yeah. Yep.
And your stables here, what sort of facilities do you have?
Well, it started off obviously as a farm, cattle, sheep, and bit by bit, Harvey and his train. You know, he's turned it over to horses, and that's where we are at now. Built the gallops, and we've got good land, and that's where we are today.
And for you, Sue, what is your favourite meeting of the year?
I'm very fond of Aintree, obviously, for obvious reasons, but I do love the track there.
And what would you say, Sue, has been your most memorable race of your career so far? Would it be that Grand National back in 2013, maybe?
It's got to be, you know. You're very lucky if you can go there and have a horse good enough to win that race and miss all the problems that can come, you know, in a great big race like that with lots of runners. But on that day, our little horse was in very good form, jumped fantastic. Ryan Manier gave him a superb ride and it all worked out for the best.
You know, prior to the race, because I believe, didn't he go off about 66-1, roughly those odds? Did you think that going there, you would win the Grand National on that day?
We had two horses entered. Mr. Moonshine, in my opinion, never fully got the trip. Obviously, with Aurora's Encore, he'd been second in the Scottish National, so therefore we knew that he would get the trip. And he had a touch of class as well, you know, because he was quite a flatbred horse. So, yeah, we were very happy that we were going to go there and run a big race if he jumped well enough, and he did.
And another horse we need to mention that people think about when they talk about yourself is Mr. McGoldrick. He gave you some great days out at the races, didn't he?
Yeah, started off from very humble beginnings. I think he won a maiden on the flat. Richard Longley rang us one evening I didn't know who Richard Longley was, said he'd got this horse and could he bring it up to us. The horse was in training at that stage with James Given. James didn't think the horse was a lot of good, but we took him and we tried him and he turned out an absolute star for us.
Yeah, he certainly did. And what he become, should I say, the horse, did you ever think he'd get to that height?
Well, when he won first time for us at Doncaster, Seamus Durack rode him. I mean, he really did show us that he was a nice horse that day because I think he won by quite a big margin. And the one forte with the horse was he wasn't that quick, but he was a fantastic jumper.
And what is your proudest achievement to date so far, Sue?
With horses or...?
Everything.
Well, I think, again, you know, it's got to be the Grand National, you know, winning the Grand National, you know. It is a very big... It's the biggest race in the world, so you've got to be very, very proud of it.
Now, should I say, for now and also years gone by, who do you admire in this great game and why?
Trainer-wise, you mean?
Yeah, trainers, jockeys, you know, people associated with horse racing.
Well, there's so many people, aren't there? You know, there's been great people in the past and there's great people now. There's Nicky Henderson and, you know, there's a lot of... The Duke Nicholson was a very good trainer. you know, there's so many, it would be difficult to sort of pinpoint particularly one, I think.
And have you got any ambitions left in life in terms of, like, what races you really want to win? Is there one race out there what you think, I really want to win that race?
Well, obviously, the obvious thing would be the Gold Cup. We've got to perhaps come across a horse that is good enough for that. Hopefully, we've got some young ones coming along, but you never know. But obviously, either the Gold Cup or try for the Grand National again.
Just to get your thoughts and opinions about the Northern jump scene at the moment, what do you think that the state is of Northern jumping at the moment, and what would you like to see maybe improve or change for that matter of fact?
Well, it's the same cry every time, isn't it, money-wise? So you obviously haven't got the owners in the North that are willing to spend the same type of money as some of the owners do that come from the South. But at the same time, I don't think there's any good keep crying about it. Things are starting to improve and the racetracks are starting to improve and the prize money is starting to get better. I think overall, they've got to space out and have a few more races so you've got a little bit more choice with certain types of horses, 130 horses that are running over fences and things. But basically, it is getting there. And I think Donald McCain made a quote last week, and I would be very much in agreement with him, that we've got to just keep going. And when the southern people come north, we've got to take them on and try and do as well.
So with what Donald McCain said to me last week, you pretty much echo what he's saying.
Yeah, I think he's right. You know, it's no good keep backing off of, you know, of one horse that has arrived from the south, because there's always a chance that you're going to go there and your horse is good on that day and you can beat that southern horse.
Well, Sue, thank you very much for your time. It's great to talk to you here today. Thank you for inviting me up to your stable, and you don't mind if I have a look round, do you?
No, not at all.
Thanks very much, Sue. Thank you for your time. So, joining me now here on the Love the Jumps podcast, I'm delighted to be joined by top northern-based jockey, Danny Cook. Danny, how are you? Are you well?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Yeah.
Absolutely freezing, isn't it?
Yeah, winter's well and truly here now.
Right then, Danny, I've got a couple of questions to ask you, if that's all right. First things, obviously, we know you're based with Sue Smith as her stable jockey. Where did your love of racing actually come from, though? Where did it all start?
As I was young, I used to go around my granddad's at the weekends and stuff, and he used to have a bet, and we used to sit and watch the racing on a Saturday afternoon, and just from there really grew into that, and then I went to the racing school obviously when I was 16.
And when did you actually want to become a jockey? When did you think, I actually want to be a jockey?
When I was about 16, I'd done building and made that family of builders, so I just thought there must be more to life than building. So I wanted to get into like some kind of sport, and I know my passion was for horses and racing.
And what's your favourite meeting out of all the meetings you've ridden at?
I love the Cheltenham meeting, just for the pure fact it's for racing enthusiasts, where Aintree and this spring festivals are more for people who just want to go out and enjoy themselves. So it's for the proper winter festivals. It's the Cheltenham for the racing fans, really.
And out of all the races you've ridden in, what's been your most memorable, would you say, Danny?
Obviously winning the festival on Great Endeavour would be up there, and winning the Peter Marshall and Alvic as well. I mean, probably my two biggest ones, but I'm hoping there's some bigger ones ahead.
And if you wasn't a jockey, what would you be? Or is the focus always been that I want to be a jockey and that's it?
No, if I wasn't a jockey, I'd probably be a builder, which I still do part-time through the summer. So I will be going back into it when no one wants to use me anymore with the horses. So my passion is the horses, but when that starts to dry out, I'll go back into building.
And you mentioned earlier on in the interview that you got into racing because you used to watch it with your granddad. Who was your heroes in the sport growing up?
I used to love Norman Williamson. I used to love watching him ride Richard Dunwoody. The horses more so than jockeys or trainers. Used to Teton Mill, big grey horse. I used to love watching him, like Earth Summit in the Nationals and stuff like that. So they're my era that I grew up in, and I used to follow them and fiddle in the facts and stuff like that. All them kind of horses, big staying chases and stuff.
And you've ridden some really good horses in your time. What would you say has been your favourite horses you've ever ridden?
Oh, I've been lucky to ride a few. Obviously, the big winners like the Great Endeavour and Al Vic are obviously quite special. Definitely Red, obviously, he's at my time now, so I'm hoping he can go on to achieve more. And I'm hoping there's some big handicaps around at Suze as well, with the likes of Vintage Clouds. He's in the Welsh National, and he'll have some entries for some big races come the spring as well. So I'm hoping there's some nice ones coming up.
And if I could say to you now, I could say to you, if you want to win this race, Danny, I can make it happen. I can wave a magic wand and make sure you win it. What is the one race you'd love to win in your career?
Gold Cup. Give me definitely Red to win the Gold Cup. I'll be delighted. But yeah, any of the big races, really.
And what has been your proudest achievement to date so far, Danny?
It's to become a dad, probably. But in my racing career, to do as well as I've done is a big achievement for me, for somebody like me who's never been brought up into racing and worked my way to get where I've got. So for me to make a living out of doing what I love is a big achievement.
And who do you admire in the sport now, and why?
Anybody who does well. Anybody who don't complain and just gets on with the job. The likes of Leighton Aspel and the lads. Like, yeah, obviously we all want more rides and better rides, but they make do with what they got and they're good at it, you know. So I admire anyone at the top of their game and just gives it 110%.
And what are your thoughts and opinions on Northern racing nowadays? What do you think to the Northern jump scene as a whole?
Obviously, I've only been here for the last 4 or 5 years. So, I mean, for me, it's gone from strength to strength for me, because I'm riding more now than I ever done. So, for me personally, I think it's gone really well. And I think the racing's in a good place. I think there's plenty of nice horses about, with the Lucinda Russell, obviously winning the National last year. And Ellison's got some nice ones. Sue Smith, Nikki Richards as well. I mean, there's plenty of nice horses about. So, I think we're standing our ground and we're doing well.
Well, Danny, thank you so much for your time here on Love the Jumps. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is Love the Jumps Extra, brought to you by the Jockey Club, putting all profits back into British racing.